Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, and their deeds will follow them. That even though they have died, that their deeds will follow them, that God will recognize and remember that. And so as tonight, we're prepared to have another one of our nights where we're working on benevolence and outreach and caring for others. It is to remember that the things we do are not only a part of service, but that they follow us. That there's reward for God's people for being about service and being about righteous living. That our forgiveness comes through faith, through the blood of Jesus, but God remembers the good that we do. So we need to be about service to others. And even though the world around us oftentimes, and I don't know, I think as we get older, maybe we see some, we begin to get frustrated about what's going on around us and how others might seem to prosper and why things happen the way they happen. Remember to stay focused that God is always in control, that God is always king, and that as his people, we need to be about his business, and God will bring about judgment in his time. And when will that time come? This is not a lesson about judgment. It's about us doing the right thing. But it's interesting, if you read this passage, and I want to encourage you, since we're not going to spend a lot of time tonight, go back and read it. But it talks about that the harvester, the reaper, had the sickle in his hand, and he goes out to harvest the whole earth, and he brings in the cluster of grapes because they are ripe. They are ripe. There will be a time when the world is ripe for harvest, and God will know when that is, and that's not for us to know. But at that right time, God will bring about his harvest, and we need to be about God's business while we live, knowing that our deeds even follow us. The way that we live matters. The decisions we make matters, and being faithful to God matters. We're all sinners, and Jesus died that we might be forgiven, and God calls us to repent, not to continue in that. Sin is not something that we continue in. In fact, Paul said, don't continue to sin. The argument was, you sin so the grace may abound. Paul said, heaven forbid, that we can repent and come to God in faithfulness. And then we're about service to God, about being obedient to God, being about his business, because that's what God has called us to, individually and collectively, to be about serving others. If you need to come, do that while we stand and sing.